It's a difficult procedure, moving from electing by whoever has the most people with their hands up to actually visiting a polling station and casting your vote. Now, with the voting age at a record low of 16, young people are going to be voting for the first time. Luckily, though, at grammar school, a mock election has been put on, with polling stations and all the rest, to prepare youngsters who'll be voting for the first time. Head of PSHE at the school, Jackie Davies, told me why they put on the event.
Here at the grammar school now, because Guernsey lowered the voting age to 16, 500 plus of our students actually have the right to vote for the first time ever. So we felt it was important to run a mock election so that not just the ones with the voting rights, but all of our students get to learn the processes, the importance of playing an active role in their community where they live.
The elections were all finished and counted up by 12 o'clock, with the results posted around the school on notice boards. There was a large amount of interest in the mock election, and in Jackie's opinion, it went well, with the students getting involved in all aspects of it, from counting to manning polling stations.
They were surprisingly today very, very engaged. I think this is reflected in the number who voted. In some districts, we had 140 plus ballot papers in the bigger districts, reflecting the demographics of where our students live on the island. But also, they were very engaged, and it was a very nice atmosphere this morning. And people were really, in the last few days before the election, looking at the notice boards, taking note of the candidates, and talking about who they might vote for. So yes, I think it's been very successful.
With elections and the general formation of the states being so different from the format in the UK, it's important that schools not only teach students how elections work as a general thing, but how the states work as well.
Well, we've been very lucky because in the last few years, through the PSHE coordinator and PR Orchard company, that we've actually had a fantastic new resource called At the States. And it's a colourful resource. It's completely dedicated to the Guernsey structure. And we talk to most of our students about the government and how it's set up, the structure, the history of it, and the differences between the UK government and Guernsey being so unique. And these resources have really helped us to bring it to life in the classroom. And, you know, so much so that not only do we talk about the way it's organised, but the actual issues which are at the heart, in fact, of this year's election.
So with students well-versed in what was going on around the polling stations, the question was, even though the law now allows them to vote, were they going to?
I think that they should put our ideas across as well and vote for the people we want, because only children know what children want.
Yeah, I'm going to go down and vote later. I'm not really sure who. I'll probably read some manifestos on the way there.